It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. 6:11. Adam Levine. Maroon 5 there on Cardi B. But Adam Levine talking about the halftime show, breaking his silence after his performance at the Super Bowl. He had some people saying it was lackluster, but some other people thought, you know, they said they loved it.
Yeah.
So you're going to get to hear what he has to say about that. I have it coming up in my Hollywood at 6:40. In the meantime, it is Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, and the weather is going to be incredible today. Sunny, 60. What?
That's ridiculous.
High near 60.
So amazing.
It was beautiful yesterday. I went out for a little walk. Yeah, it was nice. I went out of the house twice, actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I just walked up and down my driveway like, hey, I think I hear birds chirping. Is it spring yet?
I know, I wish.
It's not spring yet. But we're going to have a beautiful weather day today. Little Super Bowl aftermath. I didn't know. I think the parade's today, isn't it, in Boston?
It is. Yes.
Yeah.
You're not going Walmart, Jeff?
No. I think it starts at like 10 or 11, so it'd be hard for me to get out of work.
Oh, come on. Maybe. You could go right now if you wanted. We would let you.
Plus, I have two other kids at home that kind of need me.
We could take care of your kids, Walmart,
We would have done it. You should have brought Cash and Madison. We would take care of the kids, Gavin and I. And you go do whatever it is you do with these parades.
I'm not really a parade person, but I will say I am DVRing it. So when I get home from work, I'm going to watch it in its entirety.
And I would tell you the ratings will probably be better than the Super Bowl ratings itself. They're saying historic low ratings for this year's Super Bowl. Oof. The worst ratings since 2009.
Wow.
Since 2009.
That's crazy.
And I mean, I don't watch it, but I only agree because Walmart Jeff and Gavin told me how boring it was.
Well, the game wasn't great, and I don't think a lot of people like the Patriots. I think there's a lot of Patriots fatigue around here because they win all the time. So nobody really likes the Patriots right now.
Plus the LA Rams. I mean, they moved to LA recently,
yeah, a couple
right?
years ago. Yeah. They don't have much of a fan base.
Their fan base isn't that big. And I mean, there are so many football teams out in California. It's like,
The worst ratings in 10 years for the Super Bowl. Oh, man, that has got to hurt.
Yeah.
But you know what? They all made out. The losers, every player on the losing team made $59,000 just for that game.
Yeah.
Every player on the Patriots team got a $118,000 bonus just for playing that game.
And the entire playoffs, because they make
it's
money.
A lot.
They make money for each game they win.
Yeah.
And the Patriots players actually, in total, took, I think it was like $212,000.
Oh, my God. That's a lot of money.
Now, yesterday, I went out right after work, I got my championship Patriots t-shirt.
Okay.
A lot of great merch going on out there. Walmart Jeff, you going to get any merch for the big game?
Is it expensive?
It's expensive.
Tell Courtney how much you paid for that.
Do you think this t-shirt? It's the official Patriots t-shirt that they wore on the field.
All right, I'm going to say $20. $25 is the most I'd pay
for that.
That's
what I was thinking.
Most.
Yep. I was thinking $20, $25, $35. Not too bad.
You know what? Wait a couple weeks and you'll get one for $35.
No, I waited last time they won the Super Bowl.
And
they sold out. I didn't get one. So this time I was like, I need to get one.
Well, speaking of money and spending money, yes, we are paying your bills. Iris and Meriden scored $1,000 yesterday, and you could be just like Iris. So we are paying your bills 16 times a day. Another chance to win $1,000 is coming up at 7. All the hits. Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. 6:26. Sunny, 60. That's all I need to say. It's 34 degrees in Hartford. Time for Walmart Jeff's Junk.
So you're going to spend 2 hours a week doing this at work. Would you guys like to take a guess? Courtney has her hand raised, so I will go with Gavin first.
No, we're going to go with Courtney. She raised her hand.
Ladies first.
Shopping
Gavin.
Online. I caught that. Shopping online.
Courtney, that is incorrect. Gavin, would you like to take a guess?
I know there's a few coworkers that like to spend some time in the bathroom. Work time.
Ooh. Well, what are you supposed to do? Hold it?
Well, some people just go in there just to play on their phone.
Some people abuse the bathroom.
The privileges.
All right.
Yes. Gavin, that is incorrect.
Oh, okay.
I will tell you, it's Hours. Something we are doing this week, though.
Drink it and
tomorrow.
Oh, God.
Having meetings.
Yeah.
Oh.
So workers spend up to 2 hours a week going to pointless meetings. And 2/3 of all workers say that the meetings they attend, They could be sent in an email.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I held a meeting yesterday.
You did?
What did you guys think? I mean, I thought it was a pretty good meeting.
Courtney held her first meeting yesterday.
Yes.
And after the meeting, I said to Courtney, I paid her a compliment.
Yes.
I said, that was a great meeting.
Right.
And I think we should do that every Monday.
It was fun, informative, and creative.
Yeah, we
it
sat
really
at,
was.
We have a coffee bar.
Yes.
We sat at the coffee bar and we just talked about things.
We're going to have snacks next meeting and maybe a craft project.
Okay, see, that's where you
I like the craft project.
No, that's where you lose
me. If I'm running the meetings, they're not going to be boring, and we're all going to learn something.
I loved it.
I
thought Courtney was firm. She was like, you know, kind of running the meeting. Okay. She knew what she was doing.
Yes.
She had an itinerary.
Yes.
She knew everything that was on the docket.
Yes.
And a lot of creative flow was happening, too. So.
Every Monday.
Yes. I'm into this.
Yeah,
thank you.
I am, too.
Yeah,
so,
let's do it.
Two-thirds of all workers think all the meetings they go to are pointless.
Except the ones that I run. So if you would like to come to our meeting on Monday, just give me a holler, and I'll let you in. All right. It is a 6:28. Hey, Ariana Grande just turned down $1 million. Find out why. It's coming up at 6:40.
Courtney and Kiss in the morning on Kiss 95.7.
All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the morning. It's time for Hollywood, brought to you by Bic Flex Razors. Ariana Grande turning down $1 million. Here's the deal. She keeps talking about that messed up Japanese tattoo in the palm of her hand. It was supposed to say Seven Rings, the name of her latest single, but instead it said Barbecue Grill. She's been tweeting and deleting. She wrote the other day, my Japanese fans were always excited when I wrote in Japanese or wore Japanese sayings on my clothing. She says, I went back and I got my tattoo fixed. She says, what can I say? I cannot read kanji. What do you want me to do? I had the tattoo done out of love and appreciation. And then she deleted the post.
Yeah.
She did get it fixed, but now it says finger barbecue grill. Like, it doesn't even say what it's supposed to say. She did turn down $1 million by a tattoo removal company, though, to get rid of it.
Oh, wow.
$1 million. They said, listen, we'll give you $1 million and we'll take care of the tattoo for you. And she turned it down. Hey, Demi Lovato has deleted her Twitter account after a comment she made about 21 Savage. She said, quote, so far, 21 Savage memes have been my favorite part of this Super Bowl. Demi was tweeting during the Super Bowl. Demi's tweets are in reference to the rapper being arrested for overstaying his visa. Now he faces the possibility of deportation. People immediately started calling her out and yelling at her. Shortly after, Demi tweeted blank Twitter before deactivating her account.
I was wondering where she went. I was trying to find her on Twitter.
Nope. You know what? She'll be back. Trust me. And finally, Adam Levine breaking his silence after Maroon 5's Super Bowl halftime show, taking to Instagram, saying, we thank the universe for this historic opportunity to play on the world's biggest stage. We thank our fans for making our dreams possible. We thank our critics for pushing us to do better. And then he rambled on a lot of, like, one love and fight, express yourself. He just kept going and going.
Okay.
But you can read the whole post at kiss957.com/Courtney. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the morning, 6:50, time for good news. We bring you good news every weekday at this time. I love starting my day with good news. And you can share your good news with us. It doesn't matter what it is. Starting a new job, got a new car. It's going to be 60 degrees today and sunny. It's all good news. Call us, 860-247-9570. Something I've known all along, but finally researchers are saying it, and it's good news for me and Walmart Jeff.
Oh, it is.
Not so much so for Gavin. You know how, like, they're always saying breakfast is the most important meal of the day? Gavin always has breakfast.
Absolutely. I have a power bar right here.
He does. Turns out, new research is showing that eating breakfast causes weight gain.
Oh.
Studies that breakfast eaters are healthier and manage their weight better than non-breakfast eaters have all been done by breakfast cereal companies.
Of course.
So all of these studies that have come out are breakfast cereal companies, and now they're doing new research that's not related to, like, an egg company or a sausage company or a bacon or breakfast, anything. The new results found that people who ate breakfast consumed more calories a day and actually weighed more than breakfast skippers. So, if you're like me and I skip breakfast, I just don't have time. If I had time to sit down and eat a big breakfast, I would, really.
Yeah, I don't have time either.
I don't have any breakfast. So if you skip breakfast or, you know, you don't have time for breakfast, it's not necessarily a bad thing anymore.
Okay.
But I will say, just to make Gavin feel better, because he's a breakfast eater.
I damn.
The weight gain by eating breakfast is minimal. a few pounds. They're not saying like because you eat breakfast you're going to be obese. They're saying just chances are the people who skip breakfast are maybe a couple of pounds thinner. There you go. There's my good news for breakfast skippers.
Okay.
Gavin, what's your good news?
Well, under your tutelage, Courtney, I have changed my breakfast routine from going for the bananas, which are not very good for you, full of sugar, to now cutting those out completely.
Thank goodness. But you should cut out all those weird granola bars you're eating and stuff.
Oh, boy, we got work to do.
Tell you what, go get some bacon. You'll be good.
Oh, and speaking of breakfast, if you're a chocolate lover, a Dutch chocolate company is actually looking to hire three people here in the United States to travel across the country in a Choco truck to hand out their sweets. Not only are you going to get paid very well, but you're going to get all the chocolate that you can eat, and you can apply. They're actually looking for this job.
Wow.
Right now, I have it up on the Courtney Kiss in the Morning Facebook page right now.
Awesome. So head over there. Yep. Sign up if you like to drive.
Love chocolate.
You like road trips, and you like chocolate. Walmart Jeff, please, you have good news that's not Super Bowl related.
I do.
No
yes.
way.
Here we go.
Actually
do.
Is it real good news?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah, starting today at 11 a.m., there will be a big parade in Boston for a certain football team that won a certain big game on Sunday.
All right.
That's my good news. So, the big Super Bowl parade is kicking off in Boston at 11 o'clock. You can watch it on TV because if you're not going.
Do they shut down the city for this? Because I feel like it's so big that they probably have days off from work. They shut down offices.
It happens a lot in Boston, these championship parades.
Okay. So they don't even block the roads anymore.
They're kind of used to it. My favorite part of the parade is when people throw beers at Rob Gronkowski. This guy's got amazing mitts, Courtney. He'll catch beers just flying at all angles and then drink them.
I love that. Yeah, the last parade was great because of Gronkowski.
Yeah.
I watched it and maybe I'll watch it today. I don't know. All right, there's your good news. If you'd like to share your good news with us, maybe you're on your way to Boston right now for the parade. Call us with your good news, 860-247-9570. All the hits, Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Are you ready for War of the Roses?
Yes.
Okay, I am too. We're going to Bolton this morning to talk to Samantha, who's got some issues with her boyfriend, I believe. Good morning, Samantha.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. Welcome to the show. I certainly hope we can help you out on War of the Roses this morning.
Yeah, me too.
So the producer says your boyfriend's name is Zach. Is he right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so tell me why you want to be on War of the Roses. What is Zach doing that's making you think that he could be cheating?
Okay, oh my God. So we've been dating for a bunch of years now, and I have no reason to think that he would cheat on me.
Okay.
Until this past weekend we went to a friend's wedding.
Yep.
And one of his ex-girlfriends was there, and he was acting like really weird and flirtatious around her like all night.
Okay. Okay. He was flirting. You went to a wedding. He was flirting with an ex.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also acting strange on top of the flirting.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, are you sure he was flirting or are you just making this up like most women do? Because
we don't it up. No.
No. Like my wife, like, will completely make up things in her head that never really happens.
Don't say that.
You know what I'm talking about, though.
I think I'm making it up.
If you've got women's intuition, you felt it and you feel like something's off since then?
Yeah, we've been dating for a long time and I know when something is off.
I mean, I am on the fence. I am on the fence with you, Walmart Jeff. I don't think she's fabricating anything. He probably could have been flirting all night long. I don't know whether he's cheating or not, but I think it's worth a phone call and I think it's worth finding out. Samantha, if you've been dating for several years, you know your man. And if something's off, something's off.
Yeah.
So let's find out. We're going to call Zach, Samantha. We'll offer him roses, and we'll see if we can't get a little info out of him.
Okay.
You're going to be listening in the whole time. You can jump in if you feel comfortable and confront him, or I can bring you into the conversation. We'll just see how you feel, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, hold on, Samantha.
Let's do it. Zach, attack.
I don't want to have to reel you in.
No, I'm good.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
Good morning. Is Zach there?
Yeah, this is Zach.
Hey, Zach, this is Ben from Flowers Express in Manchester. How are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right, and I was just calling to inform you that you won our weekly contest here at the Flower Shop, which is a dozen roses courtesy of Flowers Express.
Oh, okay. Is this like a marketing thing?
Absolutely, yep. And it's 100% free, too, which is even better, Zach.
Oh, okay.
So would you like to accept these flowers and maybe send them to someone on your behalf?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, cool. So, like I said, it's a free dozen roses, and I have a little card here that we can attach along with the roses. Is there maybe a special message you can think of to write in a card?
Yeah. Can you write, to Samantha, I love you to the moon?
Okay. To Samantha. Is that your girlfriend or wife?
That's my girlfriend, yep.
Oh, she is lucky, 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 because these flowers are absolutely amazing. How long have you guys been together?
We've been together about 6 years now.
Wow, and she's still your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right, I got to jump in. Zach, it's Courtney. That is Walmart Jeff, the florist. You're on Kiss 95.7. You are on the radio. It is War of the Roses. And your girlfriend Samantha's on the line. Samantha.
Hi.
Do you want to tell Zach why he's on the radio?
Okay. I'm really sorry about this. But I got super nervous when we went to the wedding and you were flirting with your ex-girlfriend.
There you go.
I wasn't flirting. I'm sorry if you think I was flirting, but I didn't know that I was doing that. I mean, she was like an ex from many years ago. And, you know, being at the wedding, I was actually, you know, thinking more about, like, talking about our own wedding plans.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wait, really?
Well, yeah.
Okay,
well, maybe.
So Zach, you're telling me and Samantha, you're not cheating on Samantha.
I'm definitely not cheating on Samantha. That's crazy talk.
And you want to talk about future plans with Samantha?
Yeah, I mean, I always think a lot about it. You know, since we're at a wedding and everything, and it's been a few years now. So, yeah.
Oh, my God, Samantha, that's exciting.
I know.
Are you okay, Samantha?
I'm better than okay.
All right, well, Zach, why don't you just think about it before you do anything stupid?
Not. It's not. Zach, I really do believe that guys get emotional at weddings. They try not to get emotional, but I know women do, but I really think guys get emotional at weddings, too, and so that just puts you in that mindset. I think it's awesome. I'm going to send roses and I'm going to send you guys to dinner so that you can actually sit down and talk about future plans. I think it's great.
Yay, thank you.
All right. Well, guess what? Thank you guys for being on War of the Roses, and I'm going to put you on hold and send you guys out to dinner, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.